नमस्कार। फ्रॉड्स एंड स्कैम्स आर नॉट ऑलवेज ऑब्वियस, दे आर नॉट ऑन योर फेस ऑल द टाइम। एट टाइम्स यू हैव टू डिराइव, एट टाइम्स यू नीड टू गो बियॉन्ड हेडलाइंस। वी आर गोइंग टू टॉक अबाउट अ पॉसिबल स्कैम लाइक दैट टूडे। यू सी, व्हेन just after the demonetization, November 8, 2016, the government collected close to 15.5 lakh crores from the citizens, from us. So they collected 15.5 lakh crores of old notes from us. And now the government says that they've got almost 18.5 lakh crores available to us in the economy. So, matlab, what they are saying is, bhai, आपके अभी एटीएम्स में, बैंक्स में, मार्केट में आपका 18.5 लाख करोड़ आर अवेलेबल। बट जस्ट 3 days बैक व्हेन आई वेंट डाउन टू माय एटीएम अखिलेश, इट सेज इट डजंट हैव मनी। एंड द फैक्ट रिमेन्स दैट वेयर इज दिस 18.5 लाख करोड़।
यू नो सुजीत, you're right in pointing out that from 15.5 lakh crores at the time of demonetization, the currency in circulation now is 18.5 lakh crores. This is the Reserve Bank's figures. So the question is, where is this cash gone? Because like you are not finding in ATMs, small traders are not finding it in the market, small borrowers are not also getting it. So where is this 18.5 lakh crores gone? It certainly is something which deserves to be looked beyond the headlines. I'll take the matter from, you know, at the time of demonetization. Yes, 15.5 lakh crores is what the Reserve Bank said was in the system, 87% of which was by way of 500 and 1000 rupee notes. So that all got neutralized immediately overnight. There was no cash in the system. The government started, pushing you into a cashless economy. So your likes of Paytm, suddenly they just went up Zoom, because where was the cash to transact? And slowly, because India is a large country, the government was also not prepared completely. So slowly cash was repumped into the system. That repumping took a year's time. It did not happen overnight. So for a year's time, the small trader suffered. The small trader even closed down because his transactions were supposed to be happening in cash. Now we are at a situation where Reserve Bank says 18.5 lakh crores is the currency in circulation and system, but we don't see it.
So where is this money then?
Now, the reason this is, apart from not being able to see, the reason it is, you know, strange is, I'll tell you why. We'll come to it later. Where is it? Why is it strange, Sujit? See, when the government started demonetization, a couple of other measures was happening together to prevent you from dealing in cash. The government basically wanted you to get out of the cash habit. So what did they do? They made it a crime under the Income Tax Act to deal in cash transactions. So you cannot do a cash transaction exceeding 10,000 in cash. So the government prohibited you from indulging in a cash transaction. The second thing they did was they promoted cashless transactions in a big way. Your ATM, PTM, debit card, credit card, whatever you call it, mobile payments. They really shot up at that point of time. They went down later on. But the government said, let us change your habit. Don't deal in cash. So that was the second measure the government did. The third measure the government did was GST. GST is a very anti-cash legislation. So even that came into our daily lives. A logical outcome, or rather a sad outcome of demonetization, was a lot of small businesses that deal in cash also closed down. So, in other words, you didn't need cash to deal with them. That was the other anti-cash measure that the government implemented. So, if 15.5 lakh crores was there at the time of demonetization, I would want to logically conclude that today, you should not have needed cash.
Correct.
You cannot transact in cash. GST is anti-cash. Cashless is supposed to have taken off, the government wants us to believe. Then why 18.5 lakh crores cash in the system? So, the question, You rightly ask, where is the cash gone? It's not in my pocket.
Absolutely. So let me understand this. You are saying, by the sheer logic of demonetization, the reason, the threat of remonetization was to ensure that we become a cashless economy.
Yes. Because cash was equated to black tax evasion.
So cash was equated to
cash.
Cash was equated to black. So the idea was discourage cash, right? Now the thing is, so technically speaking and logically speaking, mind you, a very simple logic that therefore, technically 15.5 lakh cash circulating in the economy should have been lessened.
Should have been much more lessened for another reason.
Hmm.
The government also says that post demonetization, when so much of cash came into the system, about 5 to 6 lakh crores of that funds has gone into shares, financial assets, mutual funds, etc. So which means even if cash was withdrawn after it was deposited, so much was not withdrawn.
Correct.
So if we take that logic, which is official figures, from 15.5 lakh crores, let's say minus 5 lakh crores, which was money invested into financial assets, we should have had 10 lakh crores in the cash. We've got 18.5 lakh crores.
So again, I'm saying cash should have been lesser, but no, it is not. It has become more.
But we don't see it. Yes.
It is a simple open and shut case, isn't it, Akhilesh?
Yes.
Akhilesh, now, the same way, Every election, I think there has been 12 or 13 elections after demonetization. Every election, the election commission has got X amount of cash. In every constituency, they have got X amount of cash. Okay, we know it for a fact that there has been cash given to people. There has been cash distributed for votes. We know it for a fact.
Yes.
We know in a lot of elections that there has been horse trading.
Yes.
Okay, we don't have any proof for it, but the fact remains that at least we think it has happened. Okay, that is where this 18.5 lakh crores is going.
I'll give you my analysis.
If I say, am I right?
You're partly right, or maybe you're largely right, but I'll give you my analysis. Sujit, 15.5 lakh crores was deposited in the system. Okay, it is said to have come back into the system. So it should have been used somewhere, because we are not seeing it in circulation. So it has got consumed somewhere. Where does it get consumed in a bulk way? In buying property, because property still consumes cash. But then if that amount was applied for buying properties, the real estate market should have shot up.
No, but Akhilesh, how can you apply that amount to buy properties when you can't pay more than 10,000 rupees?
That is a black money transaction.
Correct. NCP leader, NCP MLC or some MLA or MLC was caught with 45 lakh rupees cash. In the airport.
Yes.
Just day before yesterday, he said he's going to buy property. Now, the whole thing is based on lies, because you are not supposed to spend more than 10,000 rupees.
You're not supposed to, but because if one wants to be a tax evader, I withdrew cash from the system and I invested in property, a tax evasion. Okay. But if something like that had happened, real estate would have shot up. That never happened. So that hypothesis fails. Okay. The second hypothesis that comes is money has come back into the informal economy. So the cash economy is roaring again. In a sense, small businesses are flourishing, but they are not. So even that hypothesis is wrong. And if that hypothesis is right for a moment, that cash has come back into the economy big time in the same purpose for which it was being used pre-demonetization, then demonetization is a failure.
Correct.
Because
correct.
It's come back for the purpose for which it was circulated.
Correct.
The government would not want to accede it, but the fact is, that is not correct, because small businesses are still suffering.
Correct.
So it has not come back there. So where does it remain? Politicians.
It remains with
so it remains in corruption and it remains in politics. 18.5 lakh crores. Because let me tell you, for the ordinary entrepreneur, for the ordinary trader, for the ordinary businessman, liquidity is very poor. Cash is not available. Turnovers are not happening. And to top it, business failures still remain in that domain. So that sector which used to consume cash is suffering. So that sector is not the cash consumer. The cash consumer, where the money probably is circulating, is politicians or for corruption.
And the fact remains that when demonetization, therefore, again, I'm sticking my neck out here. Therefore, if I say that demonetization was designed, okay, with a very, very, very very, very, very formidable understanding that possibly it will get cash out of the common man, it will get the black money out of the common man, but it will help the politicians from the back door. Will I be right when I say this?
See, demonetization certainly took place to attack cash. It took place because the government always claimed
attack that cash of the common man.
Of the common, I mean, the government would not want to say that.
No, but then that's exactly what's happening.
Yes,
Look at what the result was.
The worst sufferer was the ordinary man.
Correct.
Certainly.
Correct.
But let's come back. Demonetization was supposed to neutralize the cash economy, because the cash element in our economy is very high. But then the element has come back with a vengeance. If at the time of demonetization it was 15.5 lakh crores, today it is 18.5 lakh crores.
And they said 99.99% of cash was collected, which means this is what was there in the economy at that point
in time. They don't even say that completely, because the last parliamentary committee hearing of Ministry of Finance, the Reserve Bank governor asked specifically, how much cash was deposited into the banking system post-demonetization? And he gave no categorical or satisfactory answer. So the government has still not come out with the figures. But if less cash was deposited, it would have gone on the rooftop to say, see, we told you so. So demonetization, which was supposed to neutralize cash, has not been able to neutralize cash. There is a surfeit of, supposedly surfeit of cash in the system, but you and I don't have it.
Okay. So primarily, the last question, I know I'm going to digress a little before we conclude. I'm going to digress a little. The last question is, demonetization helped the politicians. It helped political parties. As on now, there's the only two people it helped. And it helped people like Paytm. A company which was not even existing, a company which had no basis.
Certainly had a huge market.
And it had a huge market. Paytm had a huge market. In fact, there was a report that one of our correspondent had done, and she was telling me about this. Paytm has got a bigger market than Beam in places like Indian Railways, where yes. Beam is an Indian government of India cashless trading this thing, and Paytm is a private. So finally, then I come to my question again. Demonetization was purely based to help certain sections of people, help certain political parties, help certain politicians, and help elections. Okay, as far as common man was concerned, all the rules, regulations, black money, removing money, that it's all for common man.
The common man had to stand in the queue.
But demonetization helped the politicians and harmed the common man. Am I right when I conclude that?
You know, the reason I would agree with you is that it is always conjectured that the cash is not with the common man, it is with, because it is the politicians and those who benefit out of corruption who keep the cash. But it all came back into the system.
Correct.
So where did it harm them?
Correct.
It did not harm them. So it did not serve its purpose at all.
So to conclude then, demonetization was bought in, was implemented with the understanding that we will all get 15 lakhs in our bank. What really demonetization did is it was supposed to reduce cash usage in the economy and make our economy a cashless economy, which in turn will ensure that there is no black money floating in our economy. But what it did, it increased cash from 15 lakh crores to 18 lakh crores. Mind you, in both the cases, cash was not there with you before, cash is still not there with you now. Where is this cash gone? Namaskar.
If you like this video, please share it, and we would love to hear your comments in the comments section down here. Also, please do like our Facebook page and follow us on Twitter to get minute-to-minute news updates. For more such shows and videos, well, subscribe to our YouTube channel.